26-year-old Juneau man spent roughly 6 months in jail for allegedly assaulting his grandmother. Then the man, who's diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, did it again, this time in a Juneau courtroom. And it took 11 minutes for a law enforcement officer to arrive in that courtroom. As Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, the incident is raising questions about courthouse security.
On August 6th, Connie Chitty was testifying in a closed guardianship hearing for her grandson Tyler Letham on the third floor of the Diamond Courthouse. The hearing would help determine if the state would become the guardian for Letham. Chitty told a recent forum held by supporters of candidate for Governor Mike Dunleavy what happened next. She says she was testifying about the earlier assault.
While I was standing just like this, speaking directly to the judge, my eyes not wavering, my grandson jumped from right here beside his attorney and knocked me out in one punch.
While Letham stopped the assault after his mother and others in the courtroom urged him to stop, it took time for help to arrive.
There's only two of us in this, besides his attorney, the judge, his secretary, both pushing a panic button inside a locked room, and no one came.
The courthouse had two judicial services officers who would have been responsible for responding, but both were guarding prisoners at the time. A Juneau police officer outside of the courthouse responded and arrived 11 minutes after the alarm. For Chitty, the incident raises two concerns. One is about courthouse security. The other is about whether the state provides enough mental health treatment to those like Letham who need it. Chitty says the statewide need for inpatient mental health treatment far exceeds the capacity of the Alaska Psychiatric Institute.
He does not particularly need prison, but a mental health institution.
Chitty had this concern before the August incident. After Letham's first alleged assault against her in February, he was first jailed, then flown to Anchorage. His family understood that the state was seeking to move him to the State Psychiatric Institute. However, Chitty says that never happened, and he spent much of his time in solitary confinement.
I don't know if we're going to get help for our Tyler.
Neil Nisham is the area court administrator for Southeast Alaska. He was working nearby when the incident occurred. He says officers are generally in courtrooms at the request of one of the parties or the judge.
If somebody would be considered dangerous and a threat in the courtroom, certainly either party or either attorney could ask the court to provide some sort of JS officer or JPD officer or state trooper to be present if that were the case. To my knowledge, we haven't received anything along those lines.
Nisham says those who work in the courthouse learned from the August incident.
It was an unusual incident. I don't think anybody really expected that to happen. Certainly, it's one of those things where it went for the learning books in terms of what to look out for in terms of does someone have any mental health issues and would they be considered a danger to society or those people in the courtroom.
Nisham says the incident may lead to having more security in the courthouse.
I would expect that the change would primarily result with the additional staff of judicial service officers. Right now, they only have two. Typically, in the past, they've had three. I don't know if that's because of budget cuts or if there's just the inability of being able to find somebody. But simply the presence of another judicial service officer would certainly help.
Chitty flew down to Seattle last week to have her injuries from the incident checked out.
It's been horrible for our family, but we are moving forward.
Letham has been in Juneau's Lemon Creek Correctional Center since the incident, and Chitty says the state has been granted guardianship over him. That means the state will provide for his treatment and everyday living needs. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.